What you see is what you get, and what you think about is what you see. If you want to change what you get, then you have to start by changing your mind. Today on Growing Hope, we're continuing to walk out the path that helps us develop the habit for admitting the problem. Hint, it's all in the mind.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts and open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are building a foundation of possibility living by creating balance in life and for life. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire and resident dream igniter. We're here to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. This journey is just better when we go together. Thank you so much for joining me because you make it, you challenge me. You challenge me to do more. You challenge me to be more. You keep me accountable in my journey. Going together just makes the whole balance thing easier. I've mentioned before that my husband and I walk together in the morning, but I had been walking by myself every morning for several months before he joined me. His job change allowed him to start joining me in the mornings. And I found that with him there, it's easier to regain my balance if I stumble, or more importantly, he is a great prop when I get that terrible little rock in my tread that I have to get out, and I can hold on to him and he helps me get it out. And that's what happens in life. We can hold on to each other. We can find that balance we need to get things back on track when we're not alone in the journey. So it's very important that you find opportunities, find ways to connect with others, find ways to engage with others, find ways to join others on this journey. Balance is important, and we balance better when we balance together. Balance is what is going to make it possible for you to walk across the room, walk across the country, or walk right into your dreams. You need balance to get to where you're going. And having balance, it starts with being forthright. You're just going to have to be honest about where you are. If you're all tangled up in strings or vines or stuff, but you determine to keep going anyway, you're probably going to end up in that face plant we've talked about. Face plants are not good, nor are they fun. We want to avoid face plants. So if you're upfront and you're honest about your situation, then you can make the necessary adjustments to get out of the vine or to get out of the string or to just get out of the stuff. And that's what's going to allow you to keep your balance. It's true that as the man thinks, so is he. It's a simple idea, but it's forgotten. Too often it's forgotten. We spend billions of dollars on diet plans, gyms, coaches, organizers, whatever, but we rarely invest anything in changing our minds, changing the way we think about the situation. Without changing the thoughts, there is no way to change. You cannot change your focus in life, for life, if you don't first change your mind. Without a change in the focus, there's no way to move to a new place. You're going to be stuck where you are until you change your mind about what you're doing. The place you're going is the place you're focused on. And in your thoughts and your mind, the things that you've poured in there, that's what's going to determine your focus. Admitting the problem, whatever the problem is, it starts in the mind because nothing can change until you believe change is required. Nothing can change until you believe change is required. Your thoughts about the circumstances, about where you are, about why you are, about your abilities, all of this dictates your steps. If you want to be positioned to admit the problem, thereby creating possibility, then you need to change your mind. So think about these five things. What you look for is what you see. If you're looking for excuses, you're going to find them. If you're looking for possibilities, you're going to find those just as easy. What you say is what you do. Words have power. The words you speak are the words that will drive your actions. What you believe will become what you do. Believing is more than a dream. It's thoughts backed by purposeful action. What you are around is what you will become. It's not just about birds of a feather flocking together. It's about being around that flock producing you and making you assimilate. And what you ingest is what you will reflect. The things you put into your eyes and your ears are the things that are going to come back. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And every time you use your mind to limit your possibilities, you're wasting it. Time to change your mind. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dig into mind-changing ideas. I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.CatherineLang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Compotech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launches several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy on sterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are growing up hearts open to pursue extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because we all need a little of that in our lives. Speaking of snarky rainbows and twisted encouragement, visit www.snarkyrainbows.com for your daily dose. Your mind is a very powerful thing. And nothing's going to change until you make the choice for change. Now, going together is going to make the journey better and make it more enjoyable, which will make you more likely to walk on it or walk down it. But until you change your mind about where you need to go and even about where you are, it won't matter who you're with. You have to be honest about your journey. And that begins with the right mind, or at least the right mindset. Now, the first time I attended a writing conference, I had the right mindset. I expected a lot from this writer's conference. I expected a lot from my $100. I expected people to find me, offer me contracts, basically just make my journey easy. Even if they didn't know me, even if they had no idea what I had to offer. I expected they were going to chase me down and force me to sign a multi-figure contract for my book. You know, that book that I hadn't actually finished yet. You might be surprised to find out that nothing happened to me at that writing conference. At least nothing like what I had expected to happen to me at that writing conference. I did learn a great deal. I did meet some amazing people. And those people I still connect with on a regular basis about our writing journey, encouraging each other, holding each other accountable. I even had the opportunity to be an encouragement to others at that conference. But that's how encouragement works. You get to give it if you're willing to give it. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. There's always somebody that you can encourage on theirs. But nothing at that writer's conference worked out the way I had expected it to or even planned for it to. However, within moments of arriving at the conference, you know, basically as I was pulling in, I had a change of mind. I had a change of heart. I decided that it wasn't about the contracts, although I wasn't going to turn one down if they forced me to sign one. It was more about relationships over contracts, contacts over contracts. When I made the choice to change my focus, I changed the opportunities that I encountered at that writing conference. I invested in finding and making opportunities to engage and share and connect, and it made all the difference. That little bitty mind shift allowed me to experience an amazing event despite it lacking in my original expectations. If you want to have different, you have to begin by creating room for your mind change. So the first thing to think about is, what you look for is what you see. Now, when I think about what you look for is what you see, I always go back to a day when I was riding back from an activity with my son in the car. "There," he said. He shouted from the back, you know, and I was like, what? What's there? Because I was driving and I didn't have a clue where he was pointing. And he's like, "That car." And I was like, "What about that car?" And he said, "Dad told me how it's his dream car. And when we were going to camp last month, he pointed a few out to me. And now I see them everywhere." Now, those cars weren't everywhere. It was just that he was looking for them because it was something that he had connected with his dad on. So because he was looking for it, he started seeing it. When you started your day today, what did you expect to see or to encounter? Whatever it is that you expected is what you got. Unless somewhere along the way, maybe when you pulled into the parking lot, you adjusted what you expected. Just like my son saw the model car or that particular model of car, you're going to see what you look for. If you're serious about creating change for your life, then you will have to change what you see. And you change what you see by making a purposeful choice to look for change. Look for change opportunities and look for change possibilities. Now, the second thing to think about is what you say you will do. Words just have that kind of power. Words have influence over the actions you take. The words you use have power over the way you go. 3 days after I got my driver's license, I was thrust into the driving in the big city alone with just a friend. No GPS, no map, no cell phone to call home for help. It was just two young girls and a lot of one-way streets. Now, for 3 days, we remained almost totally lost. We eventually got to where we were supposed to be, but it was only after, you know, multiple detours. The total trip should have taken us about 200 miles of travel, but it was 450 miles of lost. It traumatized me. It traumatized me for decades. I didn't want to go back and drive in that city. And when I was pushed to go back, all of a sudden, I was forced into a situation that had caused me such stress, and I would tell the story over and over and over again, always making light of the situation and about how bad we got lost. And I would tell people, I always get lost when I drive into that city. So guess what? Every time I drove into the city, I got lost. But when I started to change my words, I began to change my outcome. Now, I still tell this story, but I always end on how I'm learning the city. I'm learning, and plus now I have GPS following me around everywhere. Makes it a little bit easier, except when Google lies to me, and Google does lie to me every now and then. So the more you learn about something, the more more difficult it becomes to get lost. That's a lesson worth remembering, but it's also worth remembering that when you change your mind, you change your mind by changing your words. So change your words to create the change you want. Now, the third thing to think about is what you believe is what you will become. Napoleon Hill said it this way: what the mind can conceive and the man believe, the man can achieve. That concept works for good, but it also works for bad. So be careful how you use it. The fourth thing to think about is that the thing that you are around is the thing that you're going to become. The things, the activities, the behaviors, the attitudes, the words, that's the things that you're going to begin to show. Now, my best example is that I was raised in a household where bad language was just not something I heard. So when I went off to college and I hung out with folks, I always moved them away from bad language. I even hung out at a fraternity house and got them to stop using bad language. But when I did my internship for the Navy, I spent 3 months working around sailors. When I came home, just 3 months later, I about caused my mother to pass out, to hyperventilate. I don't know what I said, but it shocked her so bad she wouldn't repeat it to me because I was around it all the time. The people you're around, the things you're around, those begin to show up. So choose wisely. And finally, the fifth thing you need to think about is that what you ingest, you will emulate or become. The things that you're putting into your eyes and your ears, those settle into your heart. And once they settle down in there, they're going to grow up to a point where they work their way out through your words and your actions. Experts have found that the thing that you can't forget what you see, and when you put it with music, you're going to remember it even more. The things that you're around constantly are going to be the things that you begin to show. If you want to change your life, then you have to change what you're around. Feed the mind and the rest will follow. The mind is a powerful machine. It has the ability to drive the ship, to turn the ship, or to sink the ship. What you pour into the machine will dictate the direction that it goes. If you are serious about finding the balance for your life, then you will have to take the steps to change your mind. You will have to be willing to admit maybe you're the problem and maybe there is another solution. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we're going to shore up these mind-changing thoughts.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Calipers and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com /books.
The music for this episode was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are working on finding our way to change our minds, because what you believe is what you become. It's like Mark Lindsay, who was a champion wrestler, but he got it in his mind that he wanted to be a gold medalist diver after he saw Greg Louganis dive. And he believed he could. He believed he could so much that he did become a gold medalist diver. Not because he had been diving all his life, not because he had the perfect physique for the diving community, but because he believed that he could be an Olympic diver. Belief is powerful. Believe you can climb the mountain, and you will. Believe you can't, and you won't. Henry Ford is the one that said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. When we get so caught up in a mindset that tells us one thing, that we won't be willing to look at other opportunities, other possibilities, that's when we get tripped up. That's when we get trapped into our own reality, even if it's not real. We have to be willing to change our mind if we're going to change where we are. It's up to us. Now, I'm going to make a confession. I can get stubborn in my mindset. Although having three boys has been training me to be a little more flexible, and I've learned that it's okay to admit I'm wrong and or admit the problem, or just admit that I have become stuck in my mindset. Now, granted, I don't always admit that kind of thing, especially to my husband, and I would really prefer you didn't tell him. Some things are better left unsaid. This is one of those things. But I know that I have been known to lock into a position and not move, no matter what. I believe what I believe, and don't bother me with your facts. I don't guess you know anybody that ever acts like that, right? But that's how I was in certain situations. I have slowly begun to learn that closing myself off like that limits my ability to go anywhere, to do anything. I'm learning. And the first thing I've really learned and really grasped is that I have to admit to the problem, admit to what the situation really is, if I'm going to be open to a new perspective or idea. And it's only when I become open to that new perspective or idea that I can create the change that I really want for my life. The truth is, if you want to get to where you want to be, then you will have to change your mind to begin to change your location. When you change your mind, you make room to change your world. So remember, what you look for is what you see. If you're looking for excuses, you're going to find one around every corner. If you're looking for a way to make it work, then you're going to find those just as easily. Also, remember, what you say, you will do. Words have power. The words you speak are the words that will drive your actions. And remember, what you believe, you will become. Believing is more than a dream. It is what you're thinking backed up by purposeful actions. And what you're around, you will become as well. You begin to emulate the people that you spend the most time with. So think about who you're spending your time with. And also remember that what you ingest, what you allow in, that's what you're going to reflect back. The things that you're listening to, the things that you're watching, the things that you're reading, That's the direction you're moving. What have you listened to, watched, or read in the past week? If you want to change your mind, if you want to change your direction, you have to change the thoughts that are driving you. Thank you so much for joining me today for Growing Hope, where we are invested in having fun, making friends, and being relentlessly helpful. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your journey, about your thoughts on this show, or about ways you're changing your mind. So email me at radio@katherinelange.com. Until next time, remember that every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says. It's not even about what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. So my prayer for you is, and always will be, that the words I'm sharing with you are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed, and in all you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.